You at the second line? We at the second line. You at the second line? We at the second line. This New Orleans, boy. This New Orleans. Yeah. Welcome back, stoners. This is Stoner Talk, and I am your host, B.C. All right. Happy Mardi Gras, man. I'm from New Orleans, you hear me? And this is a Mardi Gras edition of Stoner Talk. Yeah, man. This Tuesday will be Mardi Gras. For those that are not familiar with Mardi Gras, it is one time in a year, the whole city of New Orleans and some cities around it actually spill out onto the streets and enjoy good food, good company, music, and partying all day and all night. You see big old trucks, floats, throwing beads and coconuts, shirts, plastic straws, candy, and things of that nature. You know, it's just a fun time, you know, stoners. Yeah, man, so that's what's going on. It's going to be a great one. Then, you know, you have Valentine's Day coming up right after that. You know, so I hope everyone has their significant other. If you don't have your significant other, I hope everyone has their little thot. If you don't have your little thot, I hope everyone have their friends with benefits. If you ain't got a friend with benefit, I hope everyone got their favorite porn. If you don't watch porn, I hope everyone have a nice dinner with a great movie. If you can't cook, I hope everyone uses Uber Eats. In other words, I just want everybody to smile, have a good time, and love life. You know, the end of every year is always the beginning of new life. That's why all the major holidays are, you know, close to the end and in the beginning. You know, you have Halloween, that's fun for the kids. Thanksgiving, bring the family together. Christmas, that's, you know, let's give gifts and be around each other. New Year's Eve, let's bring in the New Year's Eve and party, you know. Now we have Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, you know. So these are the times to live life and love what you have. Hold on one second. And yes, I realize on this podcast, I speak about living life a lot. I speak about loving life a lot. Why? Because I'm not rich. Why? Because I don't have everything, but I'm happy. And it pains me sometimes when I see certain people who have way more than I have and just unhappy. That lets me know possessions are not about happiness. Happiness is about happiness. There's nothing you can have in your life that will make you happy. Not material, not spiritual, not even your significant other. Think about it like this. If you mad and your baby, your boo, the love of your life, come to you and be like, "Hey, baby, how you feeling?" You still like, "Look, I had a bad day, man. Just leave me alone here, man." That's because you're not happy. But if you were happy, her happiness would enhance yours, because you're happy that she's happy and everybody's happy. So that's why, you know, my logic is, you know, you can't buy anything, you can't get anything, you can't have anyone and be happy. You just have to be happy. And I'm sorry, that's very vague, because it's like, oh, I'm supposed to wake up and just be happy. No, you supposed to just live your life, live your truths, be you, and, you know, walk through life. Don't try to run, but also don't crawl. You walk at a medium pace and enjoy life. You don't run because you don't want to go too fast. You don't crawl because that's a little bit too slow. You'll always fall behind. You never want to stay stagnant and just stay there, and you never want to walk backwards. So just walk at a medium pace. You know, I love y'all, stoners. Have a good time this weekend. And as always, Stoners Unite.